Thank you, operator. Let's start with the presentation then. It will be given as usual by the CEO, Mr. František Řezáč.
Good afternoon.
The CFO, Mr. Marián Rašík.
Good afternoon.
For those of you who don't have the presentation in front of you will find it on our website in section Investors and Media, subsection Financial Results and Presentations. After the presentation, we will proceed with the Q&A session. Now let me hand over to Mr. František Řezáč.
Thank you. Good afternoon again. The results for the first quarter are in line with our expectations. We have not experienced any major issues or disruptions, and our business was running as usual. Overall, we are satisfied with the achieved results and believe we are on track to meet the goals that we have set for this year. I will leave the detailed comments about our financial performance to the CFO. Instead, I would like to mention a couple of words on the progress with respect to the projects which we are working on. The first one is the installation of the new production line in Znojmo. This is proceeding according to the schedule, and we will be ready for the first commercial shipments in the coming weeks. The new line should add about 4,000 tons to our production volume in 2017. The other long-term project is the investment into a new production plant in South Africa. We are nearing the finalization of the contract for the purchase of the land from the city of Cape Town, as well as finishing the negotiations with the customers. In April, we have also concluded a memorandum of understanding with our technology supplier, Ricofil, to reserve a new production line for South Africa. The final decision on ordering of the line will be made at the beginning of the third quarter 2017. Subsequently, we would like to start the construction of the new plant towards the end of the year. Now I will hand over to Marián, who will guide you through the financial part of the presentation.
Thank you, František. So let me start with the key highlights of the first quarter. Our revenue in the first quarter amounted to 55.8 million euro, which is 1.2% higher compared with the same period last year as a result of slight increase in tons sold. EBITDA reached 11.3 million euro, down by 3% year on year. The decrease was primarily due to the lower production volume, which was related to regular maintenance breaks shifted from the previous year. On the other hand, we managed to improve the production efficiency, which positively impacts on the financial results. The polymer pass-through mechanism had a slightly negative effect on EBITDA. The polymer prices were rising during the first quarter 2017, which was making the polymer purchases more expensive. The selling prices lag one quarter behind the purchasing prices, and it will only be reflected in revenues and thus in EBITDA in the next quarter. Net profit amounted to 3.7 million, which represents a significant increase compared to the first quarter 2016. This increase was, however, to a greater part caused by a much smaller extent of unrealized FX losses in the comparative periods, as I will explain later. Now, let's take a look at more detailed statements of comprehensive income. I have already commented on the factors having an impact on operating items, so with respect to other items which are below EBITDA, the depreciation expense remains stable because there were no major additions to or disposals from the fixed asset base. Unrealized FX losses were attributable to the depreciation of the dollar against euro, which impacted the revaluation of balance sheet items, in particular with respect to the intracompany loan to the subsidiary in Egypt. The extent of the depreciation and thus the impact on profit and loss was, however, much smaller than in the first quarter of the previous year. Interest expenses declined by 14.9% compared to the first quarter of 2016, mainly due to the expiration of interest rate swaps, which matured in June 2016. On the other hand, the increase in interest expenses related to the first quarter of 2016 was the result of a new bond issue in January 2017. Lastly, the tax expense amounted to 0.6 million euro, down by 53.4% compared with the same period of 2016. Now please, slide number 8. The development in sales split by products shows a traditionally high proportion of sales realized in the hygiene segment. The split by geography reflects the customer mix and their needs that determine the production plans to be supplied. With regards to cost composition, I would like to draw your attention to the favorable development in the electricity cost, which is to a greater extent attributable to the depreciation of the Egyptian pound at the end of 2016. Its ongoing weakness has contributed to the lower electricity cost because the energy supplies in Egypt are invoiced in local currency. With respect to the balance sheet, I would mainly like to comment on the net debt figure, which increased by 4.3% year on year to 153.9 million euro as a result of the expansion projects that Pegas is currently investing in. Net debt EBITDA ratio currently stands at 3.32. In this context, I would also like to reiterate that the new issue of long-term bonds has not affected the net debt position since the proceeds from the issue are set aside for the repayment of the public bond issue which matured in November 2018. On the next slide, it's cash flow statement. Actually, I don't have any specific comments on cash flow statement, maybe only points to the high balance of cash, which relates to my previous comment on the proceeds from the new bond issue. The high level of cash also gives us enough comfort for the financing of our expansion project. As far as our investments are concerned, in the first quarter, the expansion capex included the investment into the new production line, which we are currently finalizing in Znojmo. For the coming periods, we also reserve some part of the CAPEX budget for the financing of the new production plan in South Africa, where we should make a final decision on ordering the technology in July 2017. Now, let me hand back over to František Řezák, who will talk about the update of our guidance for the rest of the year and about the dividend payout.
Thank you, Maja. I confirm that the results achieved in the first quarter within the range that we set for EBITDA this year. In terms of outlook for CAPEX, we are comfortable not to exceed the given guidance of 30 million euro. Next slide, dividends. As far as the dividend is concerned, the Board of Directors decided to propose to the upcoming annual general meeting a dividend payout of 1.3 euro per share, or about 12 million euro in total. Assuming the dividend would not be paid out on the own shares held by the company, representing some 5% of the basic capital, the total net dividend payout would amount to about 11.4 million euro. Also in the future, subject to maintaining satisfactory financial performance and the absence of other attractive opportunities, we would like to continue with a progressive dividend policy. That's the end of our presentation, and we are now ready to answer your questions.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone now and wait for your name to be announced. If you'd like to cancel your request, please press the hash key. That's star 1 on your telephone for any questions. Thank you. Once again, if you would like to ask a question on today's call, please press star 1 on your telephone now. Thank you. We appear to have no questions coming in on the call at this time. Please continue.
Okay. If there are no questions, then I would like to thank you for your participation and have a nice evening. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, gentlemen. Bye.